Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
Hi.
John, can you hear me? Hi. Welcome to my show.
Hi, what's going on, Bonet?
I'm fine. Sorry, I tried to get in, but I had to buy me a call, and there's a lot going on in the house, so that's why. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm just going to be eating food.
So, today was good. Oh my goodness, that is so crazy. Okay, let me just move to another side of the house. So, I guess today we'll talk about the suggestion, the third step towards victory. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
So, I say today we discuss auto-suggestion, the third step toward riches. It's exactly 1:05 p.m., September 8, 2020. And today, my guest will be John Smith again. So, John, just briefly, can you just tell me about auto-suggestion? How do you feel while reading the chapter?
Okay, well, with auto-suggestion, I feel like that's a good way to, you know, make concrete your desires into your subconscious mind. So daily repeating whatever it is that you desire, you know, with full faith that you can achieve that goal, you know, that helps to bring it forth during time, over time. And it's worked for me a few times. One of the times it's worked for me was actually coming back to school. I had to tell myself repeatedly that, you know, there is a way that I can come back. I must, you know, first believe it, continue repeating it so that I can believe it. And lo and behold,
exactly.
I'm back.
So basically what you're trying to say is like auto-suggestion would just refer to a self-suggestion, which is like you can say through communication, through your five senses. Like, for example, like, to have a good sense of auto-suggestion, you have to have, like, repeating affirmations. I guess I keep talking about in the previous chapter, like, having your affirmation ready, like, trying to read it to yourself out loud every day, right?
Yes.
For example, I can give an example of myself. For example, I'm going to tell myself, like, I have to wake up at 5:45 a.m. every single day because it's my time to pray, no matter what. At that time, even though I have an alarm on or not on, I'm still going to open my eyes because in my mind, it's something that it must be done. I have to. So I guess I have to explain to the chapter. You want to train your subconscious mind to that affirmation. Like, you want to train to focus on that thing. And I feel like if you have a strong affirmation, there is no way that you won't succeed in life. Right.
Exactly. And another thing that I've learned is if you're not concentrating 100% of your mind on what it is that you desire when you know, doing the process of auto-suggestion, it's a slight chance that you may not get it. You have to, you know, focus 100% of your mind on what it is you desire. Go inside a quiet spot, you know, set aside a time every day where you can be undisturbed and repeat to yourself what it is that you want to bring forth. So, you know, just being concentrated on it and knowing that nothing can stop your plans, that's going to help you even more to bring that forward.
Exactly. And I can relate that in my personal life because at a certain point, I had to tell myself I must finish school. I must finish my master's without crying or getting mad because I would be mad when I have to wake up and know I have to do like at least like 3 chapters, knowing I have a lot to do on the side. But at the end, I have to put in my mind that it must be done. If I don't do it before the night, I will still wake at the middle of the night stressing out for nothing because my subconscious mind will play me like you were supposed to do something and I will have to focus on it. So basically, if I can refer to what you say, I guess like to have a good auto-suggestion, you just have to train your subconscious mind to believe and act on something. For example, you can say like, I need to have this amount of money that I got of the month by this time. You have to develop basically a belief to obtain thing and make sure it's going to become reality.
Exactly. Well, I have a question for you, Gonesh.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever gotten a mm-hmm. hunch before?
If I have what?
Have you ever gotten a hunch before or a sudden flash, you know, like an idea out of the blue?
I guess I can hear you well. I guess you asked me if I ever have, like, an idea in my mind, something that came to me, and I just have to do it, something like that.
Yes.
You know, you're going to tell me that I'm such a weird person. I do have flashes. I do believe in things, but my problem is, like, I just quit easily. And you know that's bad, and that's how I am. When I encounter failure, I feel bad. Instead
mm-hmm.
of like bouncing back easily from it and trying to move forward, I just let it on the side
mm-hmm.
and just like I'm like, oh, that's not for me. And you know, when I read this book, what I do is like, you cannot be successful if you don't face like impediments in your life. You have to push yourself. You have to be perseverant. You have to have like that's what I was saying about the shop. If the desire is not burning inside of you, you can't move forward. And it was, like, very amazing that when I read that chapter, like, I see myself through that, like,
mm-hmm.
I'm, like, I'm just, like, looking stuff in, on the wrong side, in the wrong way. And exactly. I always have flash. I can tell myself, yeah, I can do this. I can do that. But when
mm-hmm.
I encounter a small issue, I'm like, uh-oh, that's not for me. But this book,
that's the reason why I actually asked me.
Mm-hmm.
I asked you because, you know, with practicing the auto-suggestion with me, I found that, you know, most times when I actually go into a quiet place and I let my mind, you know, start to, you know, think of the things that I've already told myself, you know, in my desires, my definite plan, and my chief aim. You know, I always have hunches mm-hmm. that come along, you know, in the past, I haven't acted upon them, but now, because I see how much it has worked for me, you know, in the little small things, I just made it,
mm-hmm.
you know, top priority to just go ahead and follow what my hunches are telling me.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So sometimes
exactly.
they can be no flashes, and it's easy to forget. That's why, you know, something I've
exactly.
learned from Mrs. Anne McNeil, she always tell me to get a pen and pencil, write it down.
And
I mean, a
pen
and paper.
Exactly.
Write it down.
And
you
know
what I mean? A short pencil is better than a long memory.
And I swear it works. That's what I do on a daily basis. My mom will ask me, go and do this. I would say, why write it down? Like, just to make sure that I'm getting everything right. Because if I come to you and say, I forgot, you will get mad when I was able to write
mm-hmm.
that and put it somewhere. I don't even write it on my phone. I write it with my own hands. And I make sure, because like, when you write down stuff, you keep it easy in your mind. On daily things,
exactly.
Go and go do this, go and do that. I'd be like, I have to do this today at this time. I have to call Miss Kelly at this time. I have to make sure this is done. Because while you're writing, your mind is processing everything that you write down. And that was a good point. I guess I really learned a lot while being an intern with Miss Anne. And that's just amazing. This is my second time reading this book. I hate reading in English. I have the book in French right now. So I'm reading in French. But let me tell you, this is the second time I'm going to the chapter and reading. Amazing. I guess we have 1 minute left, John, so can you just give a quick wrap up?
Okay, yes. Another thing that I've practiced that's helped me, you know, continue to build confidence and have full belief in, you know, the plans that I set up for myself and my end goal, because,
mm-hmm.
you know, I do have big goals. And sometimes we let
mm-hmm.
The current, you know, situation discourage us because we feel like we don't have enough inside of us to, you know, reach those goals. But I realize that, you know,
exactly.
It's a day-by-day step and process, you know what I mean? You work on those things with tiny goals that you can achieve that are attainable each and every day to lead to the big goal. So two videos that Mrs. Anne McNeil posted in the Clarity Mindset Mastermind group was one on definite chief aim and then on definiteness of purpose. And what I've gotten
mm-hmm.
from that is the one on definite chief aim is clearly what I'm experiencing right now. So basically, definite
mm-hmm.
chief aims are, you know, mini goals or certain things that you have to do, create a habit to reach towards your definiteness of purpose. So that's almost like
exactly.
the end goal. So the definite chief aims are going to be goals that you're going to like a week goal, 2 day goal, 6 months goal, 2 years goal, and then eventually it'll lead up to about 40 years. You know, so
we have 10 seconds. So basically, we are writing our annual report for 2021. Exactly.
One thing that has helped me with that is actually placing my my self-confidence formula, also my goals and my plans up on my wall. So subconsciously, when I walk inside my room, that's going to be the first thing that I see. You know, if I don't get a chance, you know, think about it throughout the day, which, you know, I always do. But the first thing I want to see when I enter my room is the person that I want to become 10 years from now, 20 years from now. So that's been a good practice for me, and I can definitely see it working.
Exactly. You're trying to project your thoughts, like whatever you, whoever you want to be like into reality. So those affirmations are just working great. I feel like we just have to push forward and move forward, not stressing. It will take a long time, but let's say the end goal will be worth it. It's a step by step, everyday process. So basically, I just always say it's a great chapter. This is my second time reading this book. If someone told me before that I would read a book twice, I'd be like, that's not happening. This is my second time going through this book. Is it French? It's easy for me to read. I'm trying to relate every chapter, every page with my personal life. So that is amazing. So, like, just to wrap it, I feel like this chapter really resonates as all of other chapters with 3 steps to riches. And you can notice that, like, Napoleon Hill was saying, like, more than 100 times, like, about, like, how the most successful people in this world or this country say that, like, success just came from one step beyond the point at which, like, defeat has overtaken. So, basically, the affirmations are on point. If your affirmations are on point, it will be very difficult, like way too difficult to give up on your dream. So I guess we're going to wrap it. We should do another show this week. What do you think? It's an optimist.
Yes, I feel like these shows are coming along very well. And it's also helping me to work with, you know, having conversations and speaking, you know, what's been on my mind. So Say it again. No, I was saying, yes, I feel like we should continue to do this because this helping me with, you know, learning how to have conversations and becoming an intellect, speaking on my mind, speaking from what's on my mind.
All right. So what about a show on Thursday on specialized knowledge? What about that?
You're funny. We can do it.
Allow us to do so. I know it's a busy week, so let's just see what we can do. All right,
Brene.
Hello, John. All right, thank you so much for joining me for my show today again.
Thank you for having
me. Show. No problem, like everything. I will have you again, so don't worry, it will take me a lot. We have 12 more chapters to go. So thank you so much.
You're welcome.